Okay, good morning, good yom. This past week was Daf Chav Beis. We're going to start from Chav Aleph on the Beis, which is the beginning of the Sugya. The Sugya, again, is a flat over here. It's the two dots around, let's say, a third of the way down. Omar Chizkiya. See the Gemara? Chofal from a base. Omar Chizkiya.
Yeah.
Omar Chizkiya. Minayin lochomens bepesach she'osu b'hano. What's the source? Minayin. How do we know that chomets on Pesach is not only can't one eat it, but is an iser in the Torah to have hano, to derive pleasure from chometz, is also awesome. Shnema lo yeyochel chometz. Chizki says that there's a posik which is referring to specifically chometz, and that posik tells us that there's an iser hano. The posik says lo yeyochel chometz. Posik, many different psukim which talk about not eating chometz. This posik talks in a little different way. Lo yeyochel chometz. What does that mean? Lo yehei bo heter achilu. Lo yehei. One chometz shouldn't give someone a chance to eat it. If you look in Rashi to see what that means, you see the Rashi over here. Lo yeyochel. Midikarino lo yeyochel. Since the proper way to read the word is lo yeyochel, that it shouldn't be in mashma lo yehei boy heter hamevi lidei shom achila. More understands that the intention of the change, the way the Torah tells us to read this word, the usage of this word, is Kama tells more than one can't eat chometz. The pasuk says lo yehei boy heter, that the Torah is giving us an additional prohibition to chometz, that you can't. It's not even permitted to do something to chometz. Hamevli de shom achila. That there's an iser in chometz of something which will be, which bring eventually to an eating of chometz, and that refers to hano. Rashi says why? Because tam hano is l'de achila heim bois. That min hastam, if someone benefits from chometz, let's say a person sells chometz, so the money that he gets from that sale, we could, min hastam, usually it's going to turn into something that's being eaten. Stam hanois de achilahim bois, shulekech b'domim dover ma'echel. A person with the money eats, ends up eating. So you might want to think about exactly the facts, but this is what Rashi tells us and explains what the Gemara means. That the Torah is telling us that not only can one eat chometz, but there is something also which is aser in addition to eating, something which could bring, which will be mevil de'achila, and that's referring to hanos. So that's what we see in this pasuk lo yeyochel chometz. The Torah is telling that you can't have hano. The way the Torah is telling us is because you can't even do something to chometz which will bring lidei hano as achila, which will bring to achila, and that's general hano. That's how the Gemara understands what the pasuk is coming to say. So therefore, according to Chizkiya, that true that the Torah has to tell us if the Torah wants to ask for something by no. However, there is a specific reference in the pasuk by chometz which tells us that. That's what Chizkiya tells us, and that's what he hears in these words. The Gemara of that makes it deep. Time of the cost of achmara lo yochel chometz. The reason why chometz is awesome, b'hano, is only because, like we're saying, there's a specific reference to an issa hano. Holei kosav. Lo yeyochel. Had the Torah not written lo yeyochel in this in this tense. Havamina isra achila mashma is another mashma. We could take out of this pasuk that if the Torah wouldn't have said that, if the Torah just would have used the simple way of saying not to eat, lo yoichal, right, all the other lishonis, so it would have only referred to an isra achila, to prohibit eating, but hana will be mutter. Right, that's this luchardus for achitzayina, that's the luchardus, the simple understanding of things. And the reason why the Gemara is pointing this out is for the upcoming Man da'omer. Uplid Rav Avo. This argues on Rav Avo. Tom Rav Avo, komakum shenemar lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichlu. Any time when the Torah uses lishonis of achila, and there's an iser to which seemed to be to eat, zok Rav Avo, echad iser achila ve echad iser hano b'mashma. That in truth, even though the Torah says a lashon lo yoichal, however, the intention of the pasuk is to prohibit any kind of hano. Achiv chalakosav kedach shepasal bar benavela. Until the Torah specifically tells us that other hanois are mutter, like we find by nevela, the Gemara is going to bring the brayso. By nevela, the Torah specifically stated that hano, general pleasure, general benefit, is mutter, and that's how we know it's mutter. Otherwise, it would have been aser with the usage of the word achila. So Rabbi Avo holds, so this is a chiddush to us, that when the Torah uses the word lo yoichal, even though it sounds like the Torah is telling us not to eat, but in truth, it's an iser hano. So according to Rabbi Avo, as the Gemara started, how do you know that chometz with Pesach is aser? So according to Rabbi, he's saying that we don't need this special tense of lo yayochel over here. Even if Torah wouldn't have said lo yayochel, it also would have been. And l'chayr, therefore, all the other lishonis that the Torah says concerning chometz will be sufficient to tell us the iser. This I know. We'll see from Tosfos that maybe not every time the Torah uses such a lashon. But now, what's going to start over here in this sugya is going to become a question in Kol HaTorah Kula, according to this. That we're setting up over here a machlekes in general, when the Torah says a lashon of achila, what's the Torah referring to? Or is the Torah referring specifically to eating? And is it just to eat this thing, or the truth is the Torah is telling that it's also b'hano? And at first glance, it would seem that if so, then there should be a big machlekes over halacha, right? You know, and when the Torah says this, according to this man d'omar, you know, it's only also b'achil, it's mutter b'hano. According to this man d'omar, it's also b'hano. So the truth is that the Gemara will deal with this, and even though it would seem like there should be a big machlekes over here, but as the Gemara goes through each of the different isurim, we see that each man d'omar has psukim and sources, and therefore the halacha, there is not so much of a difference. And the Gemara, as a matter of fact, is really wants to know that what's the nafkamina towards the end of the sugya, what comes out on nafkamina halacha between the two. Just a question of, you know, how you know what you know, but there's not so much of a machlekes between the man d'omar. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Avo seems to be talking over here. Question, Yishayin, whether this is actually Rabbi Avo talking, but we'll see maybe in the Hemshcha Gemara what the question is. But let's right now take it as it sounds. That Rabbi Avo says that Achi Yifrach Lakos of Kedar Shapar Lacha Benevela. Unless the Torah specifically says, refers to a heter on general hanois, we have to assume that it's also the loshon achila ases hano, the sanya. Muntin Brach says as follows: Loisoichul kol nevelo. This is the pasuk which gives the iser of achilas nevelo. Nevelo is an animal that wasn't shechted properly, has dinner available, whether it's by itself, someone tried to shecht it, wasn't successful. As long as a proper shechita didn't happen, over here has a din of an avela. It's also to eat. The pasuk now tells us what one may do with an avela. Pasuk says as follows: Lagershav shalecha titnena v'acholo. The pasuk talks about giving it as a present to a ger. Or one may sell it to a goy. That's what the pasuk says over here. Now we're going to go off a little bit, right? In this price, is going to discuss these two ways that the pasuk talks about selling and giving his my time. Then we're going to come back to how it relates to Agimor. So the Torah specifically talks about a mechir lenochri, selling to a guy and giving to a ger. Toshav, talking about over here. The Brayse continues, that I only know, as the Pasuk seems to say, in the specific way that the Torah says, how do I know that one may sell it to a ger also? He's not limited to giving matana. Tameloima, lageh Hashem b'sharecha titnena. If you have the pasuk in front of you, it will be easier to see. But what the Gemara is going to do right now is the Gemara is going to attach the second way of doing things to the other type of person. So according to this, what the Gemara is saying like this, that we read the pasuk Lageh Hashem b'sharecha titnena oy mocher. That mechira, which at first glance would sound like is only related to the Nachri, we're attaching that to the first part of the pasuk concerning Ger. So that gives us the Mechira option to a Ger also. Right, that's how we're going to read the pasuk. Put the comma over there. So far we know that Ger, it's with a Ger, you have your heter in both Eifan and both ways, Mechira Matona. The Gemara continues, "Lenochri b'nesina minayin." How do I know that a nochri is not limited to mechira? I can make a nesina matana to a nochri also. Tamed loyma titnena v'acholom oy mochor lenochri. What we're doing over here is we're taking the din matana the pasuk talks about, which seemingly seems to be talking to the ger, and we're going to put the kama before the word titnena. And we're going to say titnena v'acholo oy mochol inochri to include the heter matana to inochri. Now the Gemara says, nimtzis oymer, echa gev, echa inochri, b'im b'mechir, b'im b'mesina, divra b'meir. According to the Meir Darshans, what comes out is that the two ways the pasuk talks about, mechir and matana, are actually mutter both. Both to inochri and to a to Ager. Divremeh, that's what comes out of this pasuk. Which, as far as our purposes is concerned, so that means this pasuk seems to be saying that you could do what you want with it. Right? You have full benefits. You could sell it or give it to whoever you want. That's what comes out from Reb Meir. Rehuda argues and says no. There's a limitation over here. Dvorim kechsovim. We have to take as the pasuk says, which is legeb nesina nachem mechira. Don't learn this additional heter that we just saw in Reb Meir. No, take the pasuk as is, and therefore it's limited legeb nesina nachem mechira. Now the Gemara asks, my time, Reb Yehuda. Why is that so? Interestingly enough, we might have thought on the contrary. I mean, we who this pasuk on the pasuk all here. It seems to be from the Gemara that Reb Meir is the pashtus over here. You have to know exactly what's pushing Reb Meir to learn like he's saying. But that's how the Gemara seems to understand, right? That the simple way of learning the pasuk should have been like Rav Meir, and therefore the Gemara is asking, "My time, Rabbi Yehuda, why is he limiting it to that?" On that, the Gemara answers, "Isakat Afkam Rav Meir." The reason why Rabbi Yehuda limits the pasuk, he takes the pasuk Dvorim Kiksovon. If Rav Meir was right, that the truth is that the Torah really means to give a full heter, whichever way to who you want. On that, Rabbi Yehuda says that I would have agreed to Rav Meir had it possible not to put the word oi there, or. If that wouldn't have been there, then I would have learned the pasuk like Rav Meir. But I see that the pasuk, the Torah puts the word oy there. The Torah is being mechalik. Shmamnal is vamkich savim. So if the pasuk putting the word oy there, it's coming to make some kind of difference. If that's true, so then that tells me that the Torah, the difference that the Torah is making is as it says. Shmamnal vamkich savim. The words are as they're written. Don't take it any further at a first glance at the pasuk. That's Dvarim Kiksovim. Rav Meir. On that, the Gemara says, Rav Meir, what does Rav Meir do with this? Good question, right? Why does the Torah say oi? If the Torah meant to include everything, so the Torah shouldn't have said oi. Rav Meir oi lahaktim. It's coming to maktim nesina diger lemechir dinochri. Rav Meir could explain that I'm still right, Rav Meir says, that the Torah means to give the actual heter, the ability to sell and to give to whoever you want. Why is the word oyev there, which seems to be mechalik, to make some kind of difference? The difference that the Torah means to say over there between Nochri and Akum is in order of Kedima. Lahaktim. Lahaktim nesina degei lemechir Nochri. That person should be maktim. The first thing that he should do, the better thing that he should do, is an asina diger. And only secondary is mechir l'nachri. On that, the Gemara contains Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir answered Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do to that? Why? How does Rabbi Yehuda know to you, if we're saying that the Sfarach Yitzayin really is to say that they should all have the same din? Only because of the word oy, you're forced to make some kind of difference. So Rav Meir explained that oy only tells me to make this difference of kedima. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that to take the oy so far and to take the pasuk kichsovan? Matthew Mora says, "Holay tzorach kro." No, I don't agree that the word oy is coming to tell me the din kedima, because the din kedima I wouldn't need a pasuk. Right? If that's what the issue is, I wouldn't need a pasuk. Why keep in gat at the mitzvah l'achyoisai? Since we have a mitzvah to support a ger, Rashi brings the pasuk ger v'toshav v'cheimach mitzvah l'achyoisai v'nochri at the mitzvah l'achyoisai v'tzor across svaru. A pasuk is not necessary to svaru. Once I know there's a mitzvah l'achyoisai to support a ger toishav and a goy not, so that should tell me misvoro that I should be makdim him. I don't need the pasuk oy to tell me that. Therefore, he says the pasuk of oy has to be common and tell me something else, and therefore understands that the oy has to tell me something deeper to take the pasuk to make the chilik that dvorim kechsovim. So that's the end of this piece of gemara over here. Gemara doesn't talk about what Rav Meir says about this svara here, and Mora doesn't. Rav Meir, for some reason, is not relying on the svara. Can't rely on the svara, and therefore he needs the pasuk for that. And maybe we'll see a little bit. According to Tosfos, how to understand this gemara. But the gemara over here, Kepshute, says that Rav Meir doesn't agree with this svara, and that's really where the root of machlekes is. Everyone holds that this svara he said it should have been that we should have learned that the heterim that the pasuk says selling, right, and giving as matan really should apply to anyone, which would amount to full hano basically as far as we're concerned. everyone really would have agreed that. The word oy in the pasuk is what's telling us that there's some kind of difference, some kind of limitation over here. And the question is how to understand the oy in the pasuk. Remeir says that, well, we don't have any right to take out from the oy, only kedima, not further than that. And that's why, according to Remeir, the actual het in the pasuk, there's no difference between goy and ger. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara tells us that he holds that the kedima I would have known misvara, so I can't say that the word oy in the pasuk, the Torah wrote that in order to tell me kedima. So therefore, that oy is going to tell me a further difference between the two, and that's what amounts to dvarim kechsavim. Take that the heter in the pasuk, what you may do is limited, as the pasuk says, which is ger b'matana nochri b'mechira. Okay, so this is the braisa over here, which discusses halacha shaila over here, as far as what kind of hano a person may have from nevela. That's what comes out. According to Rav Meir, unlimited hano. According to Yehuda, that's a limited hano. What may do with a nevela. Now the Gemara continues as follows. Being that the Gemara is mashma, or maybe the Gemara even says, according to Rabbi Avohu, that nevela, by nevela, seems to be the source of how we know that when the Torah says lashon achila, it refers to isarno. So now the Gemara is going to come back and say, and see according to these two mandrim and how we see that. Bishlam the Rabbi Meir. This is true. According to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir says that there are no limitations. So really what comes out of the pasuk is that one may have full hano. One may have full hano from an nevela. So according to Rabbi Meir, the Yitzchak called the mission nevela b'hano from the fact that the Torah has to go and specifically state that it's motor b'hano. So we could derive from there, how call isun shabatara, asun bim machil, bim bano. So we could derive from over there, that other places where the Torah doesn't specifically give a hatter, it's awesome. Meaning to say like this, that how do we know to say when the Torah says achila, it means hano? That's Rabbi Avol's shita. When the Torah says achila, the lashon achila really refers to all hano. How do we know that? What told us that? So in that thing, Mura is saying, well, we see that from how the Torah talks by nevela. According to Reb Meir, what did the Torah say by nevela? The Torah says you can't eat nevela, and then the Torah goes on to say that one may sell it and give it as a matana, right? Which is the Torah telling me one may have unlimited hano. Now, why was it necessary for the pasuk to say that you may have unlimited hano? I mean, the pasuk says you just can't eat it. So why should I think that you can't derive pleasure from it? And the Torah says that you may have unlimited hano. So from there we could derive that when the Torah says that you can't eat it, lashon of achila, it's really not limited to achila. When the Torah says lo yisoichal kol nevela, that lo yisoichal really would have included any kind of hano had it not been for the Torah to go out of its way and to say that you may have hano. And so we're deriving it from the way the Torah is talking. And we have a question on the pasuk. Why is it necessary? Achila, you know, the Torah just said you can't eat it. Why is the pasuk saying that you may have ano? The answer to that is, oh, must be that when the Torah says, Olosh and Achila, in truth, the Torah really is referring to the Isra Hano. That's what that would mean. And therefore, the Torah is required to now say, but you may have ano. So in this specific situation, then Achila, only because the Torah specifically told us that Hano's mutter and limited the Loshna Achila to eating, dafka over here, it's like that. But other places, what we could take out from over here, how the Torah talks, that we see when the Torah uses Loshna Achila, we have to assume that it answers Hano, total Hano, unless otherwise stated. So that's why, let's say, Rabbi Yav, coming back to Chometz is concerned, you want to know how you know Chometz is also by Noah. So on that, Rabbi Avol says that, well, if the Torah uses Lashon of Isra Achila, by Hano, so Achila, we have to assume until we have other directions that Achila means Isra Hano. So that's how we know that Chometz is also by Noah. But the Gemara right now is saying that this, that we could derive how to understand the Torah, where do we get this from? We're saying we're getting it from Nevela. This the Gemara is saying, this is really dependent on the Tumah and Omrim. According to Reb Meir, we understand like we just spoke out. But the Gemara says, Ela Yehuda d'omar dvarim kechsovim. However, according to Reb Yehuda, who holds dvarim kechsovim, who does ha'kol yisurim shabbat Torah menole, da'asurim bano, how does he know that all yisurim shabbat Torah also bano? What the Gemara means to say is like this. Let's hear Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, you don't have a full heter. The Torah tells you that what may be done is dvarim kechsovim, a matana to an ochri, and a mechir, a matana to a toger, and a mechir l'nochri. That's what the Torah tells us. Now, so what comes out of this pasuk really is that you have it's a split as far as hana is concerned. Some ways are mutter, and some ways are aser. It's mutter only to give it to a ger, to sell it to a goy. That's the halacha sheboy. So now if we want to think from over here, that when the Torah said a loshen achilo, what was that referring to? So the truth of this matter is that we really don't have anything forcing us to say that achilo includes hano. Because even if we learn that achilo simply means achilo, the pasuk starts, you can't eat it. Now, even if it were to be that this only refers to Isachila, so if the pasuk wouldn't go further, so then you could do what you want. You could sell it to a ger, you could give it as a matana to a nochri, you would have had unlimited hano rights. Now the pasuk says that, no, the pasuk says that your hano benefits are limited. You could only sell it to a nochri, give it to a ger. So, being that that according to Reb Meir, according to Reb Yehuda, that the Hanoah benefits are limited in the pasuk, so you can't derive from over here that it would have been totally osur by Hanoah with the word achila, even though the truth is that there's two ways how you can understand the pasuk, right? We're not saying that it can't make sense, and we'll see in the Chesh Maimor as how it has to be. But what we're saying is like this, is that we have nothing forcing us to say that when the Torah said achila, it included hano. Because even if it were to be simply that achila only talks to achila, there still is something for the pasuk to continue. Because according to him, since there is a limitation in hano, so that's what's happening in this part of the pasuk.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't the default be no hana though, since he's limiting it already? So if it doesn't have a special pasuk to say otherwise, wouldn't the default position that you would think with Reb Yehuda, with any other kind of Isra Achila, is no hana?
Well, what does Achila mean? And according to Reb Yehuda, how will we know that Achila means anything more than Achila? We have to derive it from this pasuk at this point.
Right.
So this pasuk, is anything forcing us to say that Achila means more than Achila? What does it say in this pasuk? The pasuk says loy soichal, whatever achila means, right? And then the pasuk continues and tells us some kind of limitation to hano. Now, the two ways I understand over here. Did achila, let's start like this. Did achila mean hano, that you can't have any hano? And then like you're saying, then the pasuk, which talks about hano, is giving me a heter. However, you could have hano in these ways, right? That's how Reb Meir is going to learn the passage. But the truth is that the Gemara is saying is that there's no reason why we have to say like that, because we could have learned the other way. We could learn the pasuk is like seichal only means that you can't eat it. And as far as this is concerned, you could have had all kinds of hanoah from it. And now the pasuk comes to say that you should know it. Even hanoah there's a limitation. Right? So that's what the pasuk added over here to say, that if you want to sell it, you want to give it, you're limited. You can't just do what you want. But that would keep that when the Torah says you can't eat it, it only means that you can't eat. So if you learn like that, so there's nothing forcing me to say that when the Torah talks Aloshen Achila, it refers to Hano, to say other places, when there's Isser Achila, it should include Hano. Okay, is that right? So that's what we mean over here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no question. There's no question over here what the Torah is doing to force us to say that achil includes hanu. According to Rabbi Meir, we have a question. The Torah says you can't eat. And then the Torah continues to say, but you may have total hanu. Well, okay, well, why should I think otherwise? Right? That question stands out. Right? If the Torah just said that you can't eat, if that's all the Torah meant, so why is the Torah saying you may have hanu from it? Why not? Elamai, that's why according to Rabbi Meir, we were forced to say, most have been, that when the Torah said lo yiseichal, it really was referring to a total Isser Hanoh, and that's why the Torah had to tell us that you may have Hanoh. And over here, when I say Lo Yiseichal, I don't mean what I mean in other places. Right? That's how the Gemara goes according to Rabbi Meir, and that's what forces us to this new concept that when the Torah says a Loshon Achila, it'll include Hanoh until otherwise directed. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is asking, I don't have that question. There is a way for me to learn the pasuk kipshuta, that when the Torah says you can't eat it, it just means you can't eat it. And the pasuk is continuing over here. The point of the pasuk is not to give me a heter on the hano, but on the contrary, it's coming to answer me in the ifanim in the ways the pasuk doesn't say. Right? That's. Right? When you have a split hanoh, so you got to understand what's the Torah doing. It's coming to saying a heter, it's coming to saying a nisr. Right? Now, I guess at this point already, we could we could ask Tosis's question also, that the Gemara told us, according to Rabbi Meir, why is the pasuk saying oy, right? This oy in the pasuk, right, which seemed to be making some kind of chiluk, this is what forced Rabbi Yehuda to learn the pasuk that it's coming to be mechalik, different dinim by nochri, a limited kind of hano. According to Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says that pasuk is coming to tell us the din hakdoma, right? To be makdim. So now let's hear. Let's hear. If so,
what do you mean by makdim?
That to be makdim in the sina leger before the mechira. Yeah. Right? If you have an avela, I'd rather give it to a ger before you sell it to a guy.
Yeah.
Now let's hear. Now if that's true, so let's hear again. Let's hear how we're going to prove from Rav Meir, that the way the Torah talks in general, achila refers to hano. Well, how do we prove that? Because why is it necessary for the Torah to continue this pasuk? If it were to be that achila just meant achila, so it wouldn't be necessary for the pasuk. What news is the pasuk telling me? Elamai, that's what we got the idea from. Must be that when Torah says achila, generally it asks hano, and that's why the Torah now asks, tell me that it's mutabano. In fact, someone's saying, didn't we just say that the pasuk over here is coming to tell me kedima hakdama? So, according to Rav Meir, we can ask the same thing. Maybe really achila really means that only achila, according to Rav Meir. And this that the pasuk tells me continues the we're talking about hano. The point is not to be matter hano, because hano would have been more mutter anyways, because achila only means achila. But the pasuk is coming to set me up the din kedima. That's what the pasuk is coming to say. Right? So Tosis is asking that if the whole raya of Meir seems to be from the fact that it's unnecessary for the pasuk to talk about hano. Right? That's the raya. If were it to be that the lashon achila only prohibits achila, and there's no reason why I should think that hano is also. So why is the pasuk continuing to say one may have hano? And that's the whole raya comes from. But as we've seen in the Chevrut Nagamara, there is something that the pasuk is telling me. The pasuk is telling me the din of kedima. So even according to Rav Meir, we should be able to learn the pasuk that the isser is only an isser achila. Hano one may have. Why is the Torah talking about hano? He's talking about hano for the new halacha in the hano, the din of kedima. Without this pasuk, you would have thought you could do what you want. You could sell it to a guy, right? You have to even before you give it to a noch, you wouldn't know this din kadima. So that's Tosfos' question over here. If you see the bottom Tosfos, Krishna Reb Meir, Tamer Reb Meir Nami Yikshe, to Itzrich Lakdume Nisina de Ger. That's Tosfos' question. The Pasuk is necessary to tell me the din to be Makdim Ger. That's why I need it. So let's hear that again. It means even the more has come to say that even according to Reb Meir, I could learn the Pasuk successfully that when the Torah says that you can't eat, it just means Israel Achila. Right? So Torah don't eat. Right? And as far as that's concerned, one may have Hano. You can ask me, so why is the Torah continuing to talk about Hano? The answer is because the Torah wants to tell me that there's a special order how you have to have the Hano. That's what the Torah is telling me. If the Torah wouldn't tell me that, then I would have thought you could do what you want. So let's see that the first part of the answer of Tosfos. Here it's read. The re-answer, Devadai iloi have kos of kro kol ikr have adinan misvoro lakdume. Tosfos tells us something over here, which we hinted to when we learned the Gemara. The Gemara itself might have been mashma that Reb Meir doesn't hold of the svora of hakdome at all, and that's why he needs the pasuk for that. Tosfos says no. The vada iloi have a kos of kro kol ikr. If there wouldn't be a pasuk at all, means if the Torah would just said don't eat nevela and would have stopped right over there, then avada have a yadina misfor lak dume. Then even a mayor agrees that svor would tell me since it's mislach yosei to be makdim. Aval hashto tichsiv nesina titnen avacholo umochor. Iloi have a kosev, or you have a min. The also the midrash she'ain tzorch lehaktim. Tosfos says as follows. I'm just trying to say, bekitzer over here. What Tosfos? The point of Tosfos. Tosfos's point is like this: is that our kasha over here is assuming that Reb Meir doesn't have any svara of hakdama. He needs a pasuk to direct me the din of kedima. That's the basis of our question, and therefore we're asking that the pasuk is coming to tell me the dinner of Kedima. And as far as we're concerned, according to Reb Meir, the Easter Achila, the Pasuk told me, could also only be referring to Achila, and the Pasuk will be necessary to tell me the din Kedima, since he doesn't know the Kedima otherwise. And that Taisa answers that that's not true. Taisa says that definitely according to Reb Meir, he also agrees that there's a misvara. If the Torah would have only said, stop right there, then definitely I would know to be makdim the nesina leger because of the svara that the Gemara says. He agrees with that also. So therefore, that's a direct answer to our question. That there, you can't tell me that the pasuk is going further right now at this point and saying these words in order to tell me the din kedima because he really knows kedima misvara. If so, so what is he saying over here in the Gemara? Oyis fredima. So on that he's saying is like this: is that only because if the pasuk would have continued and not said the word oi, then I would have thought that the pasuk is coming to tell me that I don't need to be makdim. That's what he means to say in the Gemara. So the word oi in the pasuk is to maintain what I would have known otherwise. And that's what he's saying over here. So let's hear that again. On that, Ramea's answer is like this. Tosfos is answering that you can never tell me that the pasuk is continuing in talking about no in order to tell me the din of kedima, because kedima I know misvara. If the pasuk would not have continued, if the pasuk wouldn't have talked about mechira and nesina and all, I definitely would have known the din of kedima. So the pasuk is not continuing for that. What Rameh was saying before was that now that the pasuk decided to tell me mechira and nesina for whatever reason, as Tosfos at the end talks about. Once the pasuk says it, then we have to say the word oi in order that we shouldn't learn that the pasuk means to say that you don't have to worry about kedima. Without the word oi, the mashmois of the pasuk would have been that you could do what you want and you don't need to be makdim, even though the svar chitzenu would have been to be makdim, but I would have understood that the pasuk is coming to equate the two things. So the word oi in the pasuk over here is not really telling me anything new. What the word in the pasuk is maintaining the svara that I would have known otherwise. Right? That's the cheshbon over here. So that's the answer to our question. You don't need the pasuk to tell me the din kedima. That's never a reason why the pasuk has to say it. If being so, so according to Rav Meir, if the halacha that comes out of the pasuk is a full benefit of Hano, why does the Torah have to tell me that? The answer is because the Loshna Achila would have been the Isra, like the Mora says.
So how would the pasuk have read if they didn't say the word Oy?
The pasuk without the word Oy, so then the pasuk would have talked about a heter nesina leger and mechir lenochri, and that would have been inclusive. Both have everything, right? Just the same way we have the pasuk over here. The pasuk is said leserchol nevela lager asher b'sherecha titnen v'acholo umocher lenochri. That's the pasuk would have said.
Right. So maybe.
Now, what Tosis is saying is that I would have heard in that passage that the Torah is coming to equate everyone. Everyone's equated, and that would negate a reason to say to make a filo kedima. As I would take it even further than I would thought. I thought Torah is mamash making everyone the same, and even though my svarach yisrael would have been v'cheyachich. That there's a din, that there's din hach yosei, but I would have learned that the pasuk itself is coming to say that there's no din kedim over here, and that's what we mean.
So if it would have said umachar, it would have been both the same.
Maybe. Right.
Oy
right.
means
right. So
oy splits
is, it. So oy is splitting.
Kedima.
Right. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can see that at the end of the Tosfos, those were found the cheshbon why the Torah Taka has to write in the first place. But this is the direct answer to that question, and it makes the Gemara, right, takes a little change in the Gemara as far as whether he argues in Svar or not. It comes out now that the question really, the machlekes over here is that would I, if the Torah wouldn't have said I, would I have understood in the Pasuk that the Pasuk is coming to say that we shouldn't say what the Svar Chitzayna is? That's really the question over here. Everyone really has this Svar Chitzayna. The issue over here is that if it wouldn't say oy, would I have learned this at the pasuk is equating the two so far, even to tell me that the din kedima that Sfar would have told me doesn't apply over here, that oy should bring that back? That's really Reb Meir Shita. Reb Yehuda holds that no, I would have never taken out of the pasuk that far. If my Sfar Chitzayna is that there should be din kedima, so even if the pasuk wouldn't have said oy, I wouldn't have understood that pasuk means to equate them so strongly to do away with the din kedima. If that's so that's what the Gemara means, that I don't need oy for that. Therefore, when the Torah says oy, it must be coming for something deeper than that. And that's what comes out chanting more. Okay. So now, what we're holding right now in the Gemara is that we're trying to find the source. Where did we get this idea? What gives us the right to say when the Torah says, achilo loisoichal, the Torah really is coming to give an Isser on Hano, on any kind of benefit from it, unless the Torah specifically says that it's mutter to have Hano. Where does this come from? So the Gemara tells us that according to Reb Meir Shita by Nevela, that'll be a source. Reb Meir Shita is by Nevela, that the Torah talks about Hano, and the Torah basically is saying that there's a total heter Hano. So on that, the question is, if the Torah says don't eat it, one may have Hano. Why do you got to tell me that you could have Hano if I only say you can't eat it? The answer is, because I see from over there that when the Torah says, Oloshin Achilam, it's Kol Hanois Arba Mashma. That's good according to Reb Meir. According to Reb Yehuda, the Gemara says that you don't see that from over here. So we're asking Rabbi Avo, how do you know, according to Reb Yehuda, what's the source that Kol Isun Shabbat Torah, when the Torah says Loshon Achila, it includes Hano. So now the Gemara says, you're right, you'll have to get from a different source. Zot the Gemara, the bottom line, Nafkalem lakev tashlich in Oysoi. Oysoi, atamashlich lakev kol sun shabbatayim. This pasuk is the pasuk by Trefa. The pasuk says, Ubosa basodo Trefa loisei chelu. Trefa is actually talking about something that was shechted properly, and therefore the shechita prevented this animal from becoming a nevela. But being that there was something wrong with this animal, simone trefa, so the din is that a shechita can't be materit la'achila. However, the issue that you have over here is a different iser. It's not nevela. It's not nevela. It's trefa, something else. Right? It's different halachas. Those that have learned chulin know that gabituma, right, is the nevelas are tome. If someone makes a proper shchita, one of the functions of shchita, aside from being matir lachila, but it's also prevents it from becoming a nevela that it should have tuma. So a behem which is properly shechted is not tome. Behem that's not properly shechted is tome. So a trefa, being that it was shechted properly, so the shchita accomplishes that it's not tome. It doesn't have the din of a nevela. There's no, it's not tome. However, in this pasuk over here, the Torah tells us that a shchita is not matir lachila. It's still also lachila. So this pasuk over here says, let's hear that again. Ubalsa basol the trefa loisay chelul. There's a loisay chelul in the pasuk, and the pasuk continues lachel after shliuch noisay. You should throw it, the trefa, give it to the dogs. And that thing Mara says, Oisei atamashlich lekelev, viatamashlich lekelev, kol isun shubetajah. Now the Gemara over here is a little tricky. Rashi talks about this, that the Gemara over here clearly is making a diuk, right? There's a word oisai in this pasuk over here. Lakelev tashlichen oisai. The lakelev tashlichen, the pasuk over here is talking about, is the hetrano, the hano that one may have from this. Lakelev tashlichen oisai. And on that, the pasuk seems to limit this. Lakelev tashlichen oisai. Only it, only trefa, one may have hano from it by giving, by feeding his dog. However, other Yisum Shabbat Torah, that the Torah uses a Lashon Achila, would be Aser Bahano. So this pasuk over here starts, Uvas Mazan Shev Loisei Chelu, the Torah talks Lashon Achila, and that the pasuk continues to say that it's Mutter Bahano, you could give it to the dogs. And the pasuk specifically makes a limitation, oisai, like if that's just an oisai, trefa, you may have hano. But other things that the Torah introduces, there is a relation achila, one doesn't have this heter hano, and the loshen achila itself will answer all hanois. Now, the question over here that we would ask, and Rashi himself also asks, is that why do we need the oisai over here? Why can't we just do the same thing that we did by nevela? That the pasuk says that loisai chelu, you can't eat. Fine. So if loshen achila meant just to prohibit eating, so then I could do whatever I want with it. So why does the Torah have to say lakelev tashlichen oisai, that you may throw it to the dogs? Why not? So we could simply derive from the fact that the Torah is saying you may have hano from it, that the Loshon Achil itself is asus b'hano. So why is it necessary for the Gemara to have the deek of oisai? Right? Even the Pasuk didn't say oisai. Right? But the mere fact that the Pasuk has to speak out that it may be given to a dog, that in itself would suggest that the Loshon Achila is not only eating, but asus hano. This is what Rashi asks over here. I'll speak it out quickly because we're getting late over here. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that in this pasuk over here, we wouldn't have been able to do that. Because this pasuk, you could have understood that what the Torah is coming to say over here is not coming to give you a heter to give it to the dog. As far as this pasuk, maybe I would understand you right, really. When the Torah says that you can't eat trefa, it only means achila. And ul hanois one may have. However, you know, you could give it to the dog, you could not. Right? Why is the Torah speaking this out? The Torah is speaking this out in order to tell us that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't withhold schar. We're familiar with this chazal. That being that lo yechar kelz l'shoinai by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the dogs, they restrain themselves from barking, and that way they partook in the nes, which happened then. So there was a schar, but Baruch Shalom gave them that they get trefus. So maybe that's what the pasuk is coming to say, Right? Without this pasuk, I wouldn't have known this idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give them schar. You could have done what you wanted. So maybe like Hilel Tashlich HaNoisai is only coming to say this inyan that Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't withhold schar. We should give it to the dog as schar. But it's not being mechadish to me the heter hano. So let's hear that again. The question that we were asking was, is that what do I need the Dika Vaisai for? The mere fact that the Torah is telling me, like, at this point we're thinking, the Torah is telling you may have hano. It's a heter. Thinking that it's a heter, so why is it necessary to give me a heter? The Torah just said, you can't eat it. Elamai, that would have been a raya, like we had the more before, that when the Torah says, Eloshon Achila, it means to answer all hanois. That was the question. So what do I need the deek of oisai for? The answer to that is that no, over here it wouldn't have been like that. Because even if it were to be that achila only answers eating, there still would be room for the Torah to tell me lakel tashlich hanoisai. It's not common to tell me a heter. Heter, I know I could have, regardless, there would have been a heter. Because achila only answers eating. No, the Torah wants to tell me this inyan shein hakadosh baruch hu mekapeach schar kol beria. That's how we would have understood. So that's why in this gemara over here, we need something in addition to the mere fact that the Torah is telling you to throw into the dogs. Because the throwing into the dogs, that in itself, I could have understood that I know even before this that I may give it to the dog, but I could do what I want. On that, the Torah is telling you that, no, it should be given to the dogs for this idea of the fact that Bereshit doesn't withhold schar, even from any kind of creature. So that's why the Pasuk needs over here, that's why the Mora is going out of its way to say oisai. There's a deek over here, oisai atamash lekelev, and what we learn from over here is a limitation. Only over here, the Torah is saying that I'm limiting the iser achila that I gave. Over here I said loisai chal. Over here, I'm saying that one may have hana from it. But other places, when I say loisai chal, I mean to give a total iser hano. So that's the cheshbon comes out in the Gemara over here. For those who want to carry on afterwards, this is the psicha, this is the haschol to this Gemara that we have. First of all, we have a machlekes over here, Chizkia and Rav Avohu, which the next piece of Gemara is gonna discuss different isurim according to them. Like we started mentioning that, well, the Torah says most isurim in the Torah. Chayis get noshe dam, right? All number of things. The Torah is loshen achila, and we know that the halachas are as they are. They're mutter b'hano. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, according to Rabbi Avo, why is mutter b'hano? It should be also b'hano. And that's the next part. Next couple of blatt Gemara talks about that over here. But that's the setup for the sugya. What's the source of Isser hano that you have by chometz? When the Torah says loshen achila, is achila limited to eating, or achila really means an isser of having hano in general? Unless you have psukim, which really what the Gemara is going to have to do over there, that according to Rabbi Avohu, Gemara is going to have to find a source by dam, by ginanosha, different things that even though it says loshen achila, which really could have asked hano, but we have other psukim which are mak to the hano and limit the isser to achilum.